Stop 30. Tazvam on base. Okay. Elu dvarim shel akum. These are things the halacha ches. Elu dvarim shel akum. These are things of goyim. Shasurin, they're forbidden. May yisurin, yisur no, they're not forbidden. And no. Cholav shechavu nochri, milk which is milk by a goy. May yisur, if a Jew does not see the milking process take place. Hapas v'ashem and shalem, their bread and their oil. Bushlokos and their cooked vegetables. Okay, that's bishul akum. Rebbe ubezdino. Rebbe is based in where mahitu b'shemen. They permitted oil. Okay? Kivoshim, shidargantem em yain, pickled vegetables, where you put normally put wine, v'chometz, and vinegar, which is also made from wine. Now, they're also, but not also by Noah, because even though there's wine in them, nevertheless, the wine does not give a significant taste. So therefore, they're forbidden to eat, but they're not forbidden to derive benefit from. Okay, the taris tufa, certain type of fish, which is broken into very small pieces, and therefore you can't tell if it's kosher or treif. Usually is kosher, but it's not 100% accurate, sure, and therefore you can't eat them.
Is that like the dolphin and the tuna?
Something like that, right. Taurus, I don't know if taurus is the tuna per se, but it's something to that effect.
But it's analogous.
Analogous, right, analogous situation. It's here shame about doga, a type of fish brine where there's no doga. Now, doga is in fact the trade fish, but doga can only survive in fish brine, which is kosher. So if there's doga in fish brine, which is kosher, fish brine is a surefire sign. It's a surefire sign that it's kosher. Okay. So.
Is that a taco?
No, you don't eat the doga, but if it's got doga in it, that's how you know it's kosher. Okay? You don't eat it. You take it out. But that's, I know it's kosher. Because it wouldn't survive if it was tray fish brine. Vachil, what does it bother you so far? It's a live fish. It's a live fish. It has to be alive in there. Otherwise, that's a sign that it's, if it's not alive, then it's forbidden to eat. That's exactly the point of this Mishnah here.
You have a live fish swimming in brine.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Okay? It's like my brother-in-law's joke. When you go fishing, how do you know which one is the filter fish? How do you know?
The one that's in the jar.
The close. The one with the carrot on its head. Okay. Vekor chilchitis, I don't know exactly where current is. It's like a slab, I don't know exactly how to translate it. Or a head of chiltis. It's a very sharp vegetable, and we know that if you cut a sharp vegetable with a knife, so then the taste of the knife gets embedded in the vegetable, and that's makes it also. That's why, you know, davar charif. That's why onions and things like that, which are cut by a flesh knife, they become flesh. It's the same principle, okay? So it was called the treif knife. Omel slukantis, it's a salt which is doctored up with some sort of oils, and therefore they put in lard or something like that, therefore it's osir. Harela asurim ain't isurin isarno. They're all osir tea because of machol sasus, but no isarno because there's no clear evidence yain nesach there. Okay? Chav nachri lamar osir. Why is milk of a non-Jew osir? So Rabbi Babar Yehuda, Rabbi Simon Shem Meshub and Levi said, Chav nachri lamar osir Meshub Gili, because it's left open, there might be snake venom inside. Yamid, why don't you just make a cheese? And if there's snake venom inside, it doesn't become cheese. Rav Shori Yitzchok said, Ne'iros and Nosbin are coming, because even when you make cheese, there's still some milk whey left in the nooks and crannies of the cheese, which might contain the poison. Vitali came into the Bryce, Shlosha Irsim, and the three types of snake poison, depending on how old the snake is. Echot Saf. An old snake's poison floats on top of the water because it's light and diluted already. Echochoke, a young snake's venom sinks to the bottom because it's so strong. Verodomusvocha, and a middle aged snake, it's like a net and it goes up and down. It's not fully on top, fully on bottom. Palaya havmuchaklaya. There were workers in the field. These guys, kulsa the maya. their jug of water got revealed. Ashtun Kamai, the first people drank from the revealed water, below Meisen, they didn't die. Va'anchun Tanyone, Tanyone Meisen, then they drank the second set of people, and they died. How come? Aniomer Irish Shokeo, because I said that a young snake drank it, and the venom sank to the bottom, so the guys who came second, they're the ones who got the venom. B'yoyimid Rabbi Yirmiya, and this Rabbi Yirmiya is Galen Gigisa, the Sidra Ruba, in the barrel of water in the main base Medrash got revealed. Ishtun Kamaya, the first time we drank Vulomaisu, they did not die. Inchun Tinyone Umesa, the second ones drank it, they died. And the Yomer, the same idea. Eresh Shokea Haya, it was a venom which sank to the bottom. The Tanakh, we listen to the Bryce, I have a Tiach Shinikar, a melon which was pierced by a snake, Vachlim, and a serpent, and other 10 people, Eifrit, Vachain, Yainches, Gal, why which came revealed, the Shosim, and a serpent, and other 10 people drank it, also Lachov, Lishdos, Achain, were forbidden to eat and drink afterwards, Anilme, Eresh Shokea, because we're afraid that there's poison which sank to the bottom. Okay? So far, so good. That's only one of the reasons why Cholov Akko might be also. The second reason is one we are more familiar with, although both of them appear in the Pavli. Because we're afraid that treif milk got mixed in. Okay?
That's the case in Spain today.
In Spain, right. That's the case in Spain. Yeah, not just Spain, a lot of European countries.
The question is in America.
It's interesting because the heter of cheese in Yerushalayim is only brought down on the poison. In the Bible, it's brought on both issues. Because Chol of Tmeya, it says you can't make cheese out of treif milk. But here it's only brought down in terms of the poison issue. The hypothesis that cheeses were. Okay? So in any event, so it says more. Cholov Akum is also because of Tarovot Spein Matzmeo, because pig's milk or donkey milk. Botanicam, we also learn Yisrael Yeshiv Eder, according to if a Yisrael sitting in the herd, and in the herd it's laptop in the herd, but by the herd or something like that. Vanochi Cholov, and the goy is milking. Maybe Lon brings from the milk, brings from the milk. In a kosher, it's not a problem. Because they're not afraid to mix it in. So it's like the Yitzhak and Nichna Sato, which you have by Kashrus, you know, going in and coming out. So the same idea. So that would be, that's because we're afraid of the milk getting mixed up, and that won't happen under those circumstances. Piton, the bread of a goy, Rabbi Yaakov Adelshan Rieta's son said, Pas, Miyuchu Shil Imumi, bread is, this Kumar we had a couple of times during the Yushalmi, this bread is one of those, imum is, how should I translate, unclear halachos. Kachan Yoimer, because this is what I say, after all, which makes it unclear. It's not universal, the prohibition on non-Jewish bread. Moko Shapasi So Mitsuya, in a place where Jewish bread is prevalent, Bedinu Shate Pasdochim Asura. Actually, it's all part of the question. The answers come later on. I read it with the wrong inflection. Says Markachin, they say like this. Malkam Shapasi So Mitsuya, in a place where Jewish bread is prevalent, Bedinu Shate Pasdochim Asura. Really, non-Jewish bread should be forbidden. Yet, imul alea, they were, what was the word I used before? They were, unclear. They were unclear about it. Vitirua, and they were unclear, and they were makel, right? They gave even at Pasnachim where there is Jewish bread available. Or vice versa. Do I say, makum she'ein pasisro mutsuya, where Jewish bread is not available, but dinu shate pasnachim muteris, the halacha should dictate that the bread of a goy should be mutter, yet imuola, they were unclear about it, but saruah, and they forbade it. What's the lack of clarity? Is lack of clarity l'kula, or lack of clarity l'chumra? Says Moram Rabbi Moner, Rabbi Moner, Seb Chiesh, imum le'isur. Is there such a thing as lack of clarity prohibition? Was lack of clarity, by definition, fuzziness, is a reason to be matir, not a reason to be meta'asr. Says Moram, no. That's not true. Upas lokatav shili nachrimu, isn't bread similar to bishul akum? Kachon uemrim What do we say? Makom she'ein tam shel Yisrael mitzuyim bedin, where there aren't Jewish cook dishes more prevalent. Bedin u she'ein tam shel nochre mutarim. Really, the cook dishes of a goy should be mutar. Yet there are three words here missing, which appear in Masechta Shabbos, and Pnei Moshe brings it down. Ve'imamu aleihem ve'asrum, and there it's brought down that Bishul Akum is also even in a place where there aren't many Jewish cooked dishes, because Bishul Akum there is no heter of, you know, paspalter. Paspalter is the heter for bakery bread, which we have by non-Jews. We don't have such a heter by Bishul Akum. Bishul Akum, even if it's not prevalent to find Jewish cooked dishes, there is no heter based on the lack of prevalence. So, but there we see that the language uses v'imamu le'esor. It was a fuzziness which led to a stringency over there. Okay, even though logic should dictate we should be lenient, nevertheless the stringency is the fuzziness led to stringency.
Why should logic dictate
that
we should be lenient?
Because you need to eat. Okay. So maybe you're also imamu is less, or how do we know the imamu is leheter? In other words, we're rejecting Rabbi Mona's premise that there is no such thing as imum for stringency. There may well be lack of clarity which leads to stringency.
Is this Rabbanan?
Oh, it's all Rabbanan, sure. Everything is Rabbanan.
Is this Sofik?
That's if we didn't know what they did, but we're trying to ascertain what they did. Yeah, okay, then that's what we're trying to figure out. El Kini, rather says, Mar, you know what? The truth is, you're right. Kim Malcolm Shane, what was a lack of clarity is Malcolm Shane Bazi Son Matsuya, where there isn't Jewish bread prevalent, Bedinu Shete Pas Nochri Masura, really never, the Lachat should still dictate that the Pas of a Goy is also just like Bishu Hakum, where no, we not make O based on prevalence, yet the Imo Levi Tirua, they were unclear and they were matured. Why is that? Okay, because bread you gotta eat. Don't eat cooked dishes. Bread you gotta eat. Okay? Rabbi the case Sarin, Bishem Rabbi Yaakov Baracha said, Kedivri Mushumati, he has granted. We go like those in Mako. Ubilvad mina palter. But only from a baker, not from a private individual. Okay? Private individuals are suspect to adulterate their bread. Bakers, they use just bread and flour water. Okay? Says the Marvulav Dinkan, unfortunately, Klaisol does not follow this practice and they even take bread baked by private non-Jewish individuals. Okay? Says Mar Amar, it should really be Army the Pimoj, it says Army Kura Bichia Ruba. They said for Rechia Baru, the following practice seemed to indicate that Pas Akum is a Doraisa. It says, Tani, Rabbi Shimon says, says, Cain, with he learned the following brad drosha. It says when you're passing through the children of Esau, their domains, buy your food and your water from them. Here just quotes a part of the pasuk about food, but also the story about water there. Okay, maim something whatever. It says water there. So it says more ma maim. Just like water is water, right? Doesn't change from the way it was created, right? So to any else which wasn't changed from its raw material status. Anything which has been changed from its raw state is also derived according to Shimon Yochai. So as Mari Sivut, they asked, what about the Bryce would says, if that's the case, Hare Mutalia, these are all the various types of vegetables which can be changed, which can be changed back to their original state. I don't know exactly what all of them are. The Pnei Moshe gives explanations, Kikolodin gives other explanations. I don't think we're particularly interested. But you will see in a minute. Hare Mutalia, Pankrasin, Vukuftios, Ukloyos. Now, the last two are what are important to us. Chloyos are toast, and chamin is hot water. Okay? Harei l'mutar, and that's all mutar. Why? Because it can all revert back to its raw status. Nicha kulun shein yicholim lisharos ta'achzor k'mo shehein. I understand all of them, they can be soaked and go back to their original state. However, or of course water can be cooled down. Kloyos lama wa, but toast, it can't be brought back to its original state. Why should toast be mutter? Once it's toast, right? So therefore, okay, how comes no problem? Bishulakum, right? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Boon, Rishem Rav said, by the way, this is a Raya thing for the popular minhag, which most of us follow, which is that Bishul Akum doesn't apply by coffee, right? The Arisa holds that Bishul Akum does apply by coffee, but here you see anything which can be brought back down and includes hot water. So obviously you can make the case, well, coffee is cooked coffee beans, but, you know, it seems that the heter is based on the fact that it can be revert to its original state. Okay? So says the Gemara. So what about the cloils? What about the toast? Rabbi Yitzchak Bun Amar B'Shem Rav said, "Kol ochel shu nechol k'mo shu b'chai." Any food which is eaten raw as is, ein bo mishum bishulei nochrim, doesn't have a bishul akum issue. And of course, toast can be eaten raw as is. Manavshach, if it's toasted wheat, so you can eat the raw wheat kernels. If it's toasted bread, pas akum, pas palter is mutter, right? So therefore, anything which is eaten raw, even though it's cooked now, in and of itself does not make it also. It has to be something which is normally not eaten raw. So we have two kulas here. One is the kula of something which is reversible, and the other is the kula of something which is eaten raw. Okay?
So cooked vegetables.
Like carrots. Right. No bishulakum issue. Right. Okay? On canned vegetables nowadays, there's a kashrus issue. Kasha is just because they make machines which make ham and things like that. I don't know exactly. No, just canned vegetables, because canned vegetables are cooked and canned, and the systems are used for treif as well. But
frozen vegetables are also cooked and frozen.
No, but they're not cooked the same way. They're not cooked in the same. They're not steamed in the same way. I don't know exactly how it works, but it's not the same.
So
frozen vegetables, no. Plain vegetables only fresh garlic. Frozen vegetables is a worms issue, not because of cooking issue, not because of cooking issue. Okay. Yeah, I don't know exactly. I don't know if that's true about canned fruits. I don't know anything about that. I guess because canned fruit is not cooked. No, it's just canned.
Right.
Yeah, and it's trapped. You know, not all frozen fruit need hashgacha. Only stuff which is like whole berries and things like that, where there could be raspberries and stuff, where there'd be infestations. Okay? Anyway, this is not really our topic for tonight, sorry. So it says, imapas, things which are eaten with bread, such as jams, or anything which is a lefes, lifton, in the language of the Bavli, yeshushim bishulei nochrim. There is bishulakum. So ma'amakayim Rabbi Chiya Ruba, what does Rabbi Chiya the Great do with this Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's drasha? It sounds like no matter what, it's also, you can't say these kulas on a daraisa if it can be reversed and all that kind of stuff. So he argues in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's drasha. He says, and I don't know if Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's drasha is in the Bavli. I don't think it is, but could be mistaken about that. I see there's a reference on the side, but I don't think the drasha itself is in the Bavli. So says the Gemara. What does he do with this? Oh, I can't. Once I said that.
Okay.
So we'll have to take it on faith, which means we know no. Says more further. So what does he do with the price? So says Amara, he says, Oro Dishbrum Eitam means like this. Fasting Drosha. V'ochel tishberu. If you buy bread from them, if you do buy bread from them, you will break them. That's what it means. How so? Hechalto shavarto. If you give food to your enemy, you will break him. If he was difficult to you will break him with bread. In other words, I guess if you have a meal with him, then you'll be able to break his resistance to you. You'll be able to persuade him to see your viewpoint. If not, then use money. So it says, "Ochav b'kesef tishbru mehem v'achotemu mayim b'kesef u'shizem," or something like that. So what it means to say is that these are not halachos you have to bishul and stuff like that, but there are eitzot tovos how to get around your problems with your enemies. Okay, bread and food and money. Amikain have a Rabbi Yonasan, and they said that was Rabbi Yonasan Avi. That's what Yonasan needs to do. Could have a Baranash Rav Ali Lakarta. When a great man, obviously assumption is a goy, but I don't know if that's specifically true. Well, Mashachli would send them, it should be Ikrin. Ikrin are presents to show his honor, Yakar. Dinas of Din Diatom, Din Diarmala, if there'll be an issue with an orphan, a widow, and he has to go to be judged in front of this great man, Yishkachapim Vaiso, he'll find his face appeased. Like Yaakov, of course, did with Esau when he sent the Esau the thing. So this he's saying. So Rechia is learning that this ochel and kesef have to do with appeasing Bnei Esau. Okay. Says Moravite, Miyasas Hashem, and who forbade wine? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Daniel Osro. Daniel forbade wine to. I mean, not wine. Oil. Shem and Akum. Right. The code says Vayasa Daniel Libo. Daniel put it aside in the Pnei Moshe brings down the fifth wide line. Asher lo yitzke b'pas b'gamelch v'yayin mishtob. So the day darshan is pasuk, yayin mishtob means wine, and something else he drank, and that is oil. Okay? Umi tiro, and who permitted it? Rebbe hi tiro, u'beisino. Rebbe and his basin. Okay? B'shloyeshe mekoymes nikro Rabbi Yudna. I always thought this Rabbi Yudna Nesia. I didn't look her up there. I forgot. I was going to look her up in the Bavli. I thought it was Rabbi Yudna Nesia, but it's obvious from our Mishnah. It's not Rabbi Yudna Nesia, the grandson of Rabbi, but rather it was Rabbi Yudna Anosi himself. Do you remember anything about that? Okay. Says Lamar, B'shloyeshe mekoymes nikro Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Rabbosenu. Three places Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is called Rabbosenu. The three things he was matir by Gittin. By Gittin he said, if a person made a condition, if I don't come back within 12 months, it should be a get, and he died within those 12 months, and she can get married immediately when we know that he's dead because he ain't coming back. She doesn't have to wait the full 12 months. Okay, with Shemin Akum, that's our case. With Sandal, he said, if a child is miscarried, it looks like a sandal as opposed to a fetus. You know, if this is you're not considered to be a yoledes to be tame unless it has the face of a human being. Okay, it's not enough that some cells come out misformed; it has to have the face of a human being. Okay, so the karle bedin of the shore mishcha, and they called this basin the basin which was mati royal. So says Mara, call basin shara shloshedvarim nikra bedin shaya. Why did it go in the basin which is matir oil? He was matir three things. When you're matir three things, we call you the lenient basin, right? It's really the conservative basin, right? So it says more, no. Says more, Rabbi said, Beis Dina Cholokul Abikidin. Even though Rebbe wanted to be matir all these things, his basin argued on him by Gittin. By the way, you find consistently throughout Charles, Rabbi Nasi was out to be matir things. It says, famous Gemara Masech, the Tainz, I think it is, Bikish Rav Yehuda Lakor Tisha B'Av. He wanted to overcome Tisha B'Av, to stop Tisha B'Av. He wanted to permit, not fasting on Tisha B'Av. And he wanted also to, there were a couple of other things which he wanted to do. I think something about Chol HaMoed, I think, I don't remember, but the other thing is what, he was a lenient kind of guy, Rav Yehuda Nasi, okay? So it's like a modern Orthodox rabbi, right? So it says here, but his basin argued on him. They didn't accept this business by Gittin. As we learned, Maushate Muteras say she permitted to get married immediately. Hergaya Mer Mutesina say yes. Rabbi Yossi Omer Sulina say Rabbi Yossi was a member of Rabbi Yonossi's base and said no, she can't get married immediately. So therefore, since his colleagues argued on him, it's not called the Beidina the Shoru, the Shoru Shlosh Dvarim, because not the entire basin agreed with the Rabbi Yehuda Nossi's psak on this matter. Rabbi Yacho, Rabbi Chagai, no, I went back later. Rabbi Yacho, Rabbi Tamar, Rabbi Chia, B'Sher, Rabbi Chia, B'Sher, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Levi. Why they asked Hashem and Akum? Was there was some good oil, Sheolim Har Melchis, go up to a place called Har Melch to get the oil, to get the olives, and for you, Venerogin Melov, and they would get killed on it. That's interesting. Here in the Yerushalmi, it really doesn't mention the whole business of chasnus, of marrying non-Jews, which is really mentioned in the Bible, is basically the reason for all the rabbinic prohibitions. I mean, not all of them, but most of them. It's not mentioned here at all yet. It gives different reasons. I don't know if that's significant or not significant, if it's just missing because of shorthand. It's not clear to me. Yitzhak bar Shmuel bar Marasa Nochas leNetzivin, he went out to Netzivin. Ashkach Shamoi Hadromi, he found that Shamoi Hadromi, a certain sage, Yosef Adorish, he was sitting in Darshing, Rebbe Ubeis Dino Hitiru B'Shem, and Rebbe in his basin permitted Shem and Akum. Okay? Now, the next couple of lines, if I can direct your attention to Marechos Oruch on the bottom, he changes the gears and makes it a little bit better. Marechos Oruch is on the bottom, above the Amudei Yerushalayim. It's Shin the Mar upon him, and the Shunei Yischos on the top of it, and the Kikur Lodin and Amudei Yerushalayim, and the Chasim Servigil and Ephraim on the bottom of it. It's one line, the Marechos Oruch. And it says at the end of the line, Rav Lo'ocho, Rav would not eat Shem and Akum. Shmuel said, eat it. Vilo, and if not, I'm going to stuff it down your throat. That's what it says here. I'm going to call you a rebellious elder. Why is that? Because Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was martyred. You have the chutzpah, the temerity to not accept Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's psak. So it's interesting. Some of the I wouldn't even call them achroinim. Some of the latter sources want to say, oh, and this, you see, is the din of Zokin Mamre, even in the Gemara. It's an Irish guy. Of course, he didn't mean literally Zokin Mamre. He said that, you know, you'll have a status of being a rebel, but not actually this is Zokin Mamre.
I also thought Zokin Mamre is only when the Bezna Gadol says something is usur, and you say it's mutter.
No.
I
think it's any machlokas. Well, we haven't done horios yet, but I think it's any machlokas.
Amalei,
so he said, I'm skipping two lines because basically he takes until afterwards Zokin Mamre in the Gemara. Amalei, so he said, Adanatam on the Yoda man. The Rav Sarav said, why was still in Eretz Yisrael on the Yoda? I knew man orale. It was the one who questioned Shem and Akum. Shamoy Adremi, it was just Shamoy Adremi. I could be Machmir. Shamoy Adremi was the one who was Mekel. Amalei said, Marbish Roshmul retorted. He said, Marbishim Garmei? You think he said in his own name? Below Bisham Reed in the CR, did he say name Rabbi Yehuda Nasi? In other words, Shamoy Adremi, when he reported that it was Mutter, he reported name Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Needless to say, the bottom line is Achachilave Shmuel coerced him v'achal and he ate Shem and Akum. Okay, so that was obviously the end of that Gzeira. Rabbi Yochanan bar Rabbi Yochanan asked, "Lo kentin that we learn Shem based in Yochel Avatol based in the Chaver al Chia Gora Men Rishuchach Mominyan? Isn't it true? How could Rabbi be matir the Gzeira of Daniel? A basin can only permit the decree made by a fellow basin if it's greater than that one in wisdom and in amount of years. It says more, or amount of sages, whatever, it's not clear what meaning is. Rebbe Beis Dino Matir Masha'as said Daniel v'chaverov. How could it possibly be that Rebbe and his basin we matir that which Daniel and his friends answered? So it says more Rebbe Yochanan Kedaiti. Now, the Mashmiah takes out Yochanan. Because he says it's not really Rabbi Yochanan didn't appear to Rabbi Yochanan was asked a question, he's not giving the answer, but and he just says Rabbi Kedaite. Right, but it's the same idea. Whoever said it, Rabbi Yochanan daiti to Amra. Amra Rabbi Yochanan said, "Mekul ani am chuk. I have a mesora. My blood, Rabbi Tzadok. Shekol gzera shebeitzim gozim ein rov atzim and kabi olam. Any gzera which was made by a beitzim, but the majority of the community does not accept it by themselves. Ain gzera, it's not a gzera. And in this case, even though perhaps at one time Shemen Akku might have had some validity, but ku matzu gzera. So Shemen, they checked and found the gzera of oil." That the majority of the two would not accept it. There's a famous psak of Reb Moshe, which I'm fond of quoting, which he says that that's why one is allowed to clap and dance on Shabbos nowadays, even though in the books it says you're not allowed to, because it's not nispashe brova tzibur. Even if it once was, now it no longer is, and therefore it no longer applies. Okay?
This is simply about women covering their hair.
Reb Moshe didn't say that, no.
Since most
they misquoted. No, Reb Moshe says it's not a cause for divorce. He doesn't say it's permitted.
Oh.
Since you don't have to divorce your wife because of it, but it's not. Doesn't say it's permitted. Because it's not considered to be a gzera de rabbanan. I mean, it's part of it's the rabbanan, part of the raisa, but it's not completely the rabbanan. Okay. So that wouldn't be relevant there. So Beitz and Tzulishlem. It's interesting, the Ashari and the Yisrael read Baz, both bring down, and it's not really much this way here in the Gemara, but it's sort of, but really the Gemara from Shabbos that there's one opinion that this Gzeir of Shem Menachem was one of the Yud Ches Dover. The 8th Gzeir was a later Gzeir, not made by Daniel. And it was Yud Ches Dover was when the Gzeir was made one time in Beis Shammah, was majority over Beis Hillel and the Beis Medrash, and those gzeiros actually only go to B'chachma of Aminion in order to overturn. But that's not the way the sugya is going on, but it's earlier. Anyway, says more further, B'yazimei, Beitzel Kuyitzlem, what if they fry an egg? Is that including the ish of Bishalakim or not? So Bar Kapora said it's okay, Chizki Osir, Chizki says part of Bishalakim. Akhenu Shlis to the Das, that's okay, that I understand is Machlok is when it was fried intentionally. What if Amditza Shlod Das, you left an egg out on the sidewalk and it fried? So is there a Bishul Akum issue? Okay? So it says, what happened? Shenofla atop of Tesai Bay, Shenofla Leika, a fire fell, it should be Becharosh's Kanim in a certain thicket of reeds, Uvagam Tamarim, and a certain swamp of dates, Vayushom Chagovi. And there were grasshoppers there, and the grasshoppers are treif, locusts. Finitzu, and they were roasted by the fire, right? Asu the Kumi Raimana, Vasar came from Raimana and he asur. So we see Bishulakim is also, even if they didn't actually cook it intentionally, somebody dropped a lighted match and it happened that way. Forest fires, right? Says Mar Amrei Varuva said, no, it's not, no, that would not be us because of Bishulakim. They have said Mishum Tarovis Chagovin Tmei, because some of the locusts which were fried were treif locusts, and you couldn't really tell the difference. Amrei Vesarabun, Rabbi Vesarabun said, Vahada min Chamir to the Rav. In the following case, the case where Rav was Machmir. What's the following case? Rav Nachas Taman, Rav went to Chutzorets. Chamsu Mikalin, he saw that people were lenient, Vachamra Elena was Machmir on them. This case in the Bible as well. Although not precisely the same cases, but similar cases. Chabana Shavatoni Kupit. So individuals carrying meat, Malach Peshuka walking in the marketplace. Asa's Daiso, a certain bird came down, Chataftimio, they grabbed from his hands. Asa Tute, and then dropped it underneath him. Also, boy, Minsavi. And so he went and wanted to take the meat to eat it. Only Rav said, Osir Loch, it's forbidden to you. The Noamar, I say, Hanavela Havastina. This is, she was carried, the bird was originally carrying an Avela, Vasar Tata, and she dropped an Avela, and the Sivas Tin Chosoy took yours instead. And that's the loch of what? Famous loch of? Basar Shani Salimin Ayin. Right, where meat is not being constantly watched and has no simmon on it. Okay? Says the Mora simile. Amalei Chabarnash, as a boy, Mishazga iskupta. Certain individual who wanted to wash some cut of meat, and the Moshe says it's the head and the legs and the intestines. He wanted to go wash it in the river, okay? Bergonara in the river. The Anshate, so he forgot it. They in the river. So he went back home. Also, by the mitzvah, so he came back to take it. Amalei Rav said, Oslo, it's forbidden. The Noamar, I say over here, I eat shot for Nanaro, that one was swept in the river. Vaisi Chore Nevela, to say this one is Nevela. Again, Halacha Boser Shisanayin. Trumusin Shlema, what's the story about Trumusin, lupins, a certain type of legume, which the Goyim cook? What's the story? Rabbi Oser, Rabbi forbids. Geneva, Matir. Geneva, who was a Chacham at the time, a controversial Chacham, but he was a Chacham. Matir permits them. Amar Rebbe said, Ani Tzokein, I'm an elder. Who is Tzokein? He's an elder. Ani Olas Alibi Lesor, I had in mind to forbid it. Vu Olas Aldaito Latir, he had in mind to permit it, which is interesting. So Rebbe actually went along with the Heter. Okay? He was Matir, these Tumusin. I guess the reason for that is because even though they're cooked like any other vegetable, but they're super cooked. They're different. They're a unique vegetable. They have to be really, really strongly cooked in order to become edible. So therefore, perhaps, even though Bishul HaKohen applies to all vegetables, they're so different than other vegetables in terms of the cooking process that therefore Rebbe didn't ask them, I guess. I mean, except for Gneva's Pesach on them. Okay? Says the Moreb, Rebbe Chia Barbo Azalutzur. Rebbe Chia Barbo went to Tzor. Vashkech Rebbe Mona Bar Tachum. He found a Mona Tachum that followed the Pesach of Gneva. Shirt to Tumusin Shem, he permitted Tumusin. Asa Gabi Rabbi Yochan came from Rabbi Yochan. Normally, so Rabbi Yochan said to Rabbi Chir Baba, Mamai say, Yerogli Yotcha, what happened over there in Tyre? Normally, so he said, Shkachis Rabbi Marabat Tanchum, I found him, Maratanchum, Shehitir to Musin Shem, he permitted their lupins. Normally, so he said, Vlopagatabe, did you not rebuke him? Why don't you tell me he's wrong? In other words, you shouldn't ask him like Neva, because Rabbi wanted to ask her. So he said, Adam Gadol, what can I do? He was a great man. He knows how to sweeten the ocean. Now, it's a fascinating Shari Teres Yisrael here. I don't know if he's right or wrong, but he says like this. He says that what it means is that he actually knew the secret of desalination. He knew how you desalinate seawater, which is, of course, evaporation and condensation. Okay? So then he said, listen, if he knows how to desalinate seawater, he's a chashva guy, how am I supposed to argue with him? So says the Gemara, Amarlo, so he said, Rabbi Yochanan said, that's not a big deal. Lav b'ni, it's not such a big deal. Cheshba mayimu yoda, he knows the reckoning of water, meaning the cycles of water. And when waters praise their master, meaning when they evaporate and go to the heavens, which is a form of praise, obviously, because they go up to Shamayim. The way the Sharet Zisrael says it slightly differently, he says that praising means when you do the Ratzon Hashem, which you're designated for. The Gemara Chulin says that. So the river was told by Pinchas by Yair to split, and the river flew split. He said, you're doing the Ratzon Hashem, and I'm doing the Ratzon Hashem. You want to go do Ratzon Hashem across our Midu, Pidyon, Shvuim, but I'm doing the Ratzon Hashem, I'm flowing. Right? So that's my praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he wanted to say that when the water evaporates, Hamis Matkim, it becomes sweet because of the evaporation condensation principle. So therefore he said, it's not a chokhmah to know how to desalinate water, it's an obvious thing. Now, the problem with that is that some Rabbi Yochanan, I think it was Rabbi Masech the Tainus, somebody told me actually, he's the one who says that clouds, water in the clouds does not come up for evaporation. There's talk of those water in the clouds comes down from evaporation. Rabbi Yochanan, I believe, says water in the clouds comes down from the higher heavens into the clouds. So that would be a flaw in saying that the Pshat Rabbi Yochanan here is referring to the process of evaporation, because evaporation actually would intimate that he knew that the clouds come from evaporation. It seems Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold that way. I be as it may, nevertheless, it's a cute shot that he knew how to desalinate, and they were astounded about that. Rabbi Yochanan said it's a basic scientific principle. Okay? Says the Maram Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Elazar, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Bolo Marginoyo. Rabbi Yochanan came to denigrate him and say it's not a big deal. But Amar Shimcha is really praising him because to know this principle is also praiseworthy in and of itself. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Elazar, again, I'm going to quote the Shara Teres Yisrael, Cheshbon Gadolu. It's a big pain. It takes a lot of reckoning, to a lot of work to desalinate water. Rabbi Zakai d'Alexandria Ava Yodolo. Rabbi Zakai d'Alexandria knew how to do it. Amri says, Vilu boys, you'll leave them in there. I guess Rabbi Yisrael Moon said, if I want, I could have learned from him, but it took too much time, and I wasn't interested in learning how to make the mechanism to desalinate water. Okay? Anyway, be that as it may. Interesting. But it is a cryptic Gemara. Seems, you know, but that's how the Shai Teresul explains it. Cholut shalet mal. What about cholut? Now, chalit is when you drop, like the way you cook matzah balls in soup. Anybody familiar with how you make matzah balls? No clue? You drop raw batter into hot water and it cooks it. Okay? Yeah, so that's called cholut, because you drop it, you don't bake it, you drop it into hot water or hot oil would be the same thing. So cholut shem ma, what's the story with cholut? Ma, nishmini me'ado, it's not from here. Rabbi,
scalding,
right. So is that bishulak implied by scalding or not? Rabbi Ami solik, Rabbi Yudah Nasir, Rabbi Ami wedded Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah Nasir, who was not Rabbi Yonasi, but his grandson, the Chamsa the Goder, to a place called Chamsa the Goder, Vitir Cholucham, and there he permitted scalded stuff. Rabbi Armel, boy, he asked, Mabin Cholu Tumusim, what's the difference between scalded stuff and Tumusim, which is very well cooked in scalding water? So it says, Mar, again, according to Rabbi Revi, who forbade Tumusim, not according to Gdeva, permitted. Rabbi Yisrael said, Cholu Mchusar Maisa, interesting. Cholu, normally they wouldn't just scald. Like bagels. How do you make a bagel? You scald it, but then you bake it, right? So normal, the reason why they permit a cholut is because it's not so prevalent. Because usually you scald, but then you bake. You do something afterwards. So they said, okay, if you just cholut it, it's rare, so therefore going to be matir. But turmusin, all you do is scald it. You don't bake it afterwards. You just cook it very, very strongly. So therefore that they prohibit it. Okay?
Is there any significance to the fact that the heter took place at Hamat Gadir?
What would be the heter? What would be the...
You talk about hot springs. I don't know if they had any...
Oh, they used to... cute. Okay. It was, they used to use that to scald stuff. Maybe. I don't know. Says the Gemara. Again, Chol Mechusar Maise De Urhu. Cholut, it's not yet fully finished usually in that stage. Shemusin and Mechusar Maise Deur no longer needs any deed by fire. Charvanis. Now, the Kikloran says it's an apple. Emo Yishum Nish Bishul Norchim. If you cook an apple, baked apples, not Bishul Akum, like those could be eaten raw, obviously. Yet nevertheless, Vyotzimim Shumi Ruhe Tavshilin. If you need to make Eruv Tavshilin and you cooked it, might do with goyim now, right? You cooked an apple. You can use that as a cooked dish for Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin needs a cooked dish, so you can use it, even though it doesn't have to be cooked, and therefore it's no way to Bishul Akum. Nevertheless, the halachas are not contingent on each other. You can use it for Erev Tavshilin nonetheless. Okay? Rabbi Bobashem Rabbi Achi said, Martisa, another similar dish, not clear exactly what it is. So that also seems as something more of Mizonos, I don't know if it's flour. So Martisa ain't bo mishum bishul inachin. There is no iser bishul achim either. Biyotz mishum erev tavshilin, and you can also use for erev tavshilin. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Bund, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Tushar, Rabbi Buddha said the general principle which underlies both these cases is called ochr shneachol kamoshu chayin, which means as it is raw ain't bo mishum bishul inachin. It doesn't have bishul achim issue. Yet nevertheless, yotzi bo mishum erev tavshilin, you can use it for erev tavshilin. Okay. These are things that you're allowed to eat from a goy. Milk, which is milk by a goy, or a Jew saw it. Hadvash, honey, which a goy took out of a beehive. Vadavnarios are the actual, what are they called? The honeycombs. Avbish and menatvos. And you should know, even though they're dripping with honey, they're not considered yet to be, though it's not considered to be a beverage, that it's machshir lekabel tumah. Until somehow you separate the honey from the honeycomb. Okay? Ukvashim, regular kosher fish. The brine which has that fish which only grows in kosher brine. Vajr is the leaf as opposed to the stalk. That's as we're referring for. The leaf of Kildis, which is not sharp. Now, even when they answer Shem and Akum, nevertheless, the soft and moist and flappy olives, just before the oil starts oozing from them, are still mutter. Okay? They say gluska mugugoli. Rabbi Yosef Mar Shluchin Asurin. If they've already become so soft that you can just draw out the pit from them, then the rate of certainty process of oiling is forbidden. Hachagavim min aslila, you can buy locusts from a basket in front of from the basket in front of the storekeepers that are also forbidden because he puts wine in them. Min a heptake, if it comes from the warehouse though, mutarin, he doesn't put wine in them there because it would spoil them, they couldn't be warehouse. So to truma from a warehouse is mutar, you can buy a kohen who's suspect to sell truma for the purpose of chulin. If you're taking his chulin which he had warehoused, it's okay because they don't suspect he put his truma in the warehouse. But if you take stuff which he has in front of him, we're afraid that it might actually be truma, and that's forbidden for a non kohen. That which he said it's mutter is only in a case where it's
first side, right?
It's only in a cooked dish where there was no they wouldn't normally put in wine. Now it's a little bit complicated here. It seems there's something missing here, although I didn't see anybody change gear so to my satisfaction. But we're dealing with the three Mishnayos here. Okay, one Mishnah says something is mutter bad ma not aser b'achila. The other says it's mutter both are non-achila. And the other said that it's aser both are non-achila. Okay? You have one which is matter eating but not, the matter no but not eating. The one which is matter no and eating. The other which asers both. So it's something where there isn't something a cooked dish where you don't normally put in wine and vinegar, then it's Chazal asked it if occasionally there's wine and vinegar in there, but they didn't aser b'achila, right? Hadavar bari, but if it's a clear cut thing, shenosan, and he put wine and vinegar in it, aser afilu b'anoa, then it's aser even in benefit. Why is that? Because then we assume that it's actually yain nesach. So it's not clear to me exactly why that's so, because usually we don't assume wine is automatically yain nesach. Okay, so I don't know exactly how this happened that we jumped from what Rabbi Elazar is saying, but so I suspect that there's some mistake over here, but I don't know exactly what it is. Because the Chora, even if we know there's wine there, for sure it could be stam yenam, it shouldn't be also about no. That was the indication of previous Mishnah. It says where Rabbi Akiva bar Acha, Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, say Yisrael v'nochi shem shutim b'kdeira. If you have came back to Bishul Akum, you have a Jew and a Goy who are partners in a pot. Yisrael shoyfes, the Yisrael puts the pot on the fire, so it shouldn't be Bishul Akum. But then anochi menar, the Goy can stir it. Okay, yeah, so the Goy can stir as long as the Jew put it on the fire. Okay. Now me machzir. Now everybody, the Pnei Moshe and Amud Yerushalayim and Pshatim, I don't think they're right. I think they're actually wrong, to put it bluntly. I think the Pshat is like this. Me machzir is like Chazor on Shabbos. What if he took the pot off the fire? Can a goy put it back? Right. Once you put it on the fire, can a goy put it out, take it off the fire? So Sarah maybe they want to say Yisrael machzir. That Yisrael's got to put it back dafka. It's even though it's a little bit of a steam shovel in language here. It's even if it's already cooked, one third of it's cooking, the Yisrael's got to be the one put it back on the fire. Says him, no. Once it's cooked, the third of it's cooking, even the goy can put it back on. During the first third of it's cooking, Dafka Yisrael has to put it back on because it's not fully cooked yet, so they're Bishul Akum issue. Okay?
If they have Bishul Akum issue,
Well, it's not any bishul akher bishul because it's not this bishul called circle. There's a difference between makom bishul which is only a third in this bishul called circle. We only say in bishul bishul where it's this bishul called circle. So that's not necessarily applicable here. Okay, says the mar ezu achilik. What's this chilik fish which we are concerned not to take from a goy? Well, that's the Torah's trufa actually. We're saying this Torah's trufa. Ramar sultaniso. Okay, a certain type of fish called sultaniso. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Hu chilik hu Torah's trufa." That is the Torah's trufa of the Mishnah. Rabbi Zira Kara Batachivan Khanambar Rabbar Baba Shem Rav said, Lach Lechusa. Lechusa is a type of fish brine, some fish mixture. Subashum Tarovas to the main sauce because they put in sometimes trade. Right? Baba Shem Rav said, Adodat Marmakum Shem Ramayim Halchim. That's the truth. Water does not flow. Abba Marmakum Shem Halchim, but if this Lach Lechunusa. Actually, I guess it's not fish brine. It's a type of fish. But this lachnusa comes from a place where there's a flowing, gushing water, meaning like a river. Ain't doctor malachim dad tummy. In that case, the kosher fish should not go with the trade fish, meaning for trade fish, it seems, don't have backbones the same way that kosher fish do. Of course, there are exceptions. See, in saltwater fish. But freshwater fish, only the kosher fish have backbone. So therefore, if there's running water, a stream, so then it's only kosher fish there. So says the Gemara, Vayamadit Tveria, what about in the Kinneret, Gona Mayim Al Chinem, if the water there runs, it flows, yet there are trade fish there. If you go to the, there are a lot of catfish in the Kinnerets in that area. Rabbi Yisrael said, "Uvach v'shosh ha'dog tori." If it's only where, it's not where there are currents. It's where the fish swims up current, like salmon swim up current. That's where it's kosher fish. Not if it's there's streams or in the lake, but rather where it's going dafka upstream. Okay, this is all for the Kikulad. Okay, Moshe is a different shot, but it's a nice shot in the Kikulad. Shmuel said, "Hada chafisa." The certain type of fish called chafisa, which is like a dried fish jerky. Okay, so yave go should be switched to words around here. Yave go lachluche. You put it in moisture. You soak it. In Abdus Klifas, I switch the words, right? Klifas and Lachluche. If you see scales, Shari, it's permitted because obviously you can't see scales when it's dry. But if you soak it, then scale reconstitutes, the scales should come up. They should float to the top. If you don't see scales, Asura, it's awesome. Ezotar Shaino Trufo. What's it to be turned it's not chopped up where you can eat the fish? Kol Sharoshim Shetzur Shalokim. Anytime you can see the heads and the spines. Okay, then you can identify it, and then it's permitted. Rabbi Lazar, B'shem Rabbi Chanina said, "Ma'isa b'sfin achdim b'shel beis Rabbi." There was a ma'isa and a boat from the house of Rabbi. V'yabayetsa b'shlosh meos chavios, and if there were 300 barrels of Torah's trufa, u'barak Rabbi's kulan, Rabbi checked them all. He only found one sharoshim v'asherzol shalakayamim where the heads and the spines were extant. Vitas kulam, but he checked that one and he means matu all 300. Says Rabbi Yaakov Racham Rabbi Yossi Makshe. Rabbi Yaakov Racham said Rabbi Yossi asked should be low with an aleph. Lo mistabra da ela osa chavis de muter. Doesn't make sense to say that the whole shipload is muter, only that barrel should be muter. V'shar gol chavis yosor, so the rest of the barrel should be also. Ela ayid de ila. There's a concept of ila, and the Ritva spends quite some time on this. Ila means where really the issa is only the rabbanan, and it's a chumer the rabbanan. Because really the chashash is going to be dolphin, let's say. And the tuna fish is remote, right? Rabbi Tendler notwithstanding, right? It's remote. And therefore, you shouldn't have Rabbanan, even though it's Chumra Rabbanan, it's obviously a Chumra. Rabbanan made a decree, but it's a Chumra. So therefore, if you can find some even ruse to be matri, you're matrist. So you need less of a legitimate kula than you would normally need under other circumstances. So if you find even one head, I mean one barrel, which is okay, you can be matzah the whole thing. So too by the tuna fish with the dolphin, you would need a lower standard of proving that dolphin wasn't there than you would need if it was really a bona fide and consistent problem where a robe wouldn't work and other stuff wouldn't work. But really here, a robe should work. And as a chazaka, then mistamets kosher fish maybe as well. But since a chumad rabbanan, if you have even an elah, even a loophole, then that works. Okay? Similar Gemara. Gemara says it should be Gevinta, Iskakos. The river Gevinta was used for Avodah Zarah purposes. Okay? It was used for Avodah Zarah purposes. So they want to aser it to Bano, anything in the river. Shah Rabbi Chagal, Rabbi Bavar, they said, Ein Darvash Rabim Nasar. Stuff which belongs to the masses is not forbidden. Okay? Now, the truth is, there really is no such principle. But the thing is, what would make the river also? Only actually picked up the water in their hands in buckets and poured it back in, right? And of course, they're not going to do it to the whole river. But nevertheless, Rabbanan wanted to be machmir on this. So I had to find some loophole before they were matir it. Okay? What's the loophole they relied on? They came up with this idea, Ein Darvash Sharabim Nesar. Hi, it's a fictional, it's amazing, Gemara, if you think about it. It's a fictional loophole. It's not a real loophole. There is no such principle in halacha. It says, Ein Adam Oser Darvo Shel Chaveiro. But something of Hefker, anybody can ask, or River's Hefker. Nevertheless, they needed this loophole, and they exploited this loophole to be matir. Okay?
So to the Ganges River.
Right, the Ganges would be an example of this. And then we'd come up with this heter, even though it's not a bona fide heter, and it's the Avain Darvo Shel Rabim Nesar. Right. That's actually what it is.
That says you can't ask a mountain or a
valley. That's Riyam, Mechubal Akarka. It won't work on a river. Okay? Says more further, Rabbi Yaakov Rezavdi, Rabbi Yaakov Rezavdi said, Am Rabbi Yitzchak, he said, Yitzchak Makshe. Yitzchak Makshe asked the question. It's not a question, it's a proof. Vile Nigarto, Gitten, which are written, Lo Nochim Kulukin Ksivin Lei, they have declaration names, right? Yet we say that you're allowed to use as long as it's written in a Jewish community, in the place of a Jewish community. You can assume it was written by Jews and they just have Goyish names. So Lo Gudachim Lukin, Lucas is one of these Goyish names. Sivan Bartamayde Ela, but you say through an Ela it's Mutter, meaning as long as you have some excuse, because really it should be Mutter, because really we assume that they're Jews, because came from, because most people sign Gittin are Jews. What are Goyim going to do signing Jews? But nevertheless, Rabbanan Machmir, at the same time, they create this artificial loophole, as long as it's written in the Jewish community, it's okay. Okay? Says the Gemara Tani, we learned Ula. Tani Ula Shachpa. Kun Rabbi Deisa. Ula Shachpa, same Rabbi Deisa. Dag Kameh, non-kosher fish, Mashritz. Mashritz means they reproduce like reptiles. Dag Tor, meaning the eggs are inside the body. Doctor, a kosher fish, matubates him, it lays the eggs, and then the male fertilizes the eggs once they're outside the body. Okay? You know anything about fish? That's the way it works.
Yeah.
That's the way it
sounds
works.
Right. Frogs do the same thing, though, tadpoles.
Well, those aren't fish, so it wouldn't be a rye either way. But the Gemara's going to discuss that. Says the Gemara, Chazer v'tanakume, he learned in front of him another price. It said, May dogim the intestines of fish, but kirbe dogim, and may dogim are the, it says may, but really one of them should be instead, the may dogim is the eggs. May dogim and the intestines of fish, they're not purchased, you need an expert to identify them. Not that he can identify them, but rather he testifies that they are what they are. They're from kosher fish, right? So caviar, you have to have a hechsher on it. That's what it boils down to. So he said, you have to renege on the tiny order to one of these prices, right? Because if they're different types of eggs, so then you should be able to buy them and identify them independently of a mumche, right? And if you need a mumche, then they should be identical, right? So what is it? Either they're identical, they need a mumcha, or they're not identical, and you do need a mumcha. But you need to have, either they're identical, you do need a mumcha, or they're not identical, and you don't need a mumcha. But you can't say they're not identical at the same time require a mumcha. That's a contradiction in terms. So it says the Gemara, Amar Le Rabbi Zira, Amrazir said, "Lo ta'achsor b'ach." Don't have to read. B'tzios and edi gemoros. Yes, they look identical. The way they're fertilized is different. One is fertilized inside the body. One is fertilized outside the body. But they look identical. Right? Bav Hashem Rabbi Yehuda said, "Im amr l'chom melachtim." If a guy who's a mumcha tells you, "I salted these fish and they're kosher fish," Naamani's believed. Okay, there's a principle of kfeila amarama. A guy who's an uman, who's a craftsman, is believed to say he has nemonis on kashrus issues. Limited nemonis, but he has nemonis. Nasim barba amarkun yishmol zanishmol. Yodan amarfasha ben uvrei dogim tmein lubrei dogim tor. I know how to distinguish between the different types of eggs. Okay, ubari, I'm not sure, are actually eggs. I think it's the fetuses. But in any event, some part of the fish, okay? So, ubari dogim tmeim, the ones from non-kosher fish are agulim around. Ubari dogim tmeim from kosher fish are looking there long, elongated. Achve leho des lifto. He showed him a certain sack from a certain type of fish. Amalei said, he said, kazema, what is this? Amalei told me, he said, it's a tray fish. Amalei said, lo pish lido marta otor tomei. This is really from a kosher fish. I don't mind so much you said in a tar fish that it's tummy. But I was tar. But you're relying on your knowledge, which is faulty, eventually going to say that tray fish is a kosher fish. Tani learned, ain lochimei dogim to kirbi dogim LP mumche. We said you can't take fish eggs and fish intestines unless you have an expert. Similarly, ain lochim tchelos LP mumche, because there's an indigo which is identical to tchelos. So therefore, you have to take a dafka from an expert who testifies that it's really tchelos. So the elokin gvina v'tanki, it's a certain type of cheese and a certain type of tanki, is another type of dish. This is only also taken only from a mumcha. He brings down in the a certain type of gvina v'tanki, a certain type of cheese. Now, I'm not sure exactly what the issue is. I don't know exactly what the issue is by cheese. I guess there are two types of cheese which are identical, one of which is kosher, one of which is tray. So we can't buy wine and cereal because we assume it's going to be tray of wine. And looking bosser shame both simon LP mumcha, that's be the meat which is the has no simon, you have to adopt the take based on an expert. However, that's only if you're purchasing. But if you're eating by somebody who's not a mumcha, that's good enough. Okay? In other words, if he's inviting you to a meal and he eats, so you can assume that what you're eating is kosher as well. As opposed to if actually you're buying it, then you have to have some sort of hatcher on it. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov B'Shem and Rabbi Tam B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon Levi said, Shilach lo chiltis, if a person sent you chiltis, this sharp vegetable, nama, we assume that it's considered that he cut it with the proper kind of knife. Okay? If you send them tcheles, we believe that it's also the proper type of tcheles. Now it's not clear who exactly we're talking about here. It's a kind of a cryptic gemara. I don't know if it's talking about an uman, not talking about an uman. I assume it's talking about an uman at this point. In other words, even if you didn't ask him, if you received it from a source which is normally credible, you assume that this is credible. Okay, even if it's sent to you in the mail. Talyana de Levi Tambari, the children of Levi Tambari, Hoya Mazim Perin, they would sell fruit. Now Levi Tambari was credible. So his kids were credible as well. It's says, he said, Abdul Shel Naaman, the slave of somebody who's trustworthy, his kinema is like a person who's trustworthy. And so to his kids. And Garmana, Avdi, the Rabbi Yudah Nasiya, Garmana, the slave, Rabbi Yudah Nasiya, Havli Tuchli, he used to sell Tcheles. Rabbi Yasim, Shem Rabbi Yochan said, Avdi Shemumcha, the slave of a Mumcha, is like a Mumcha. Okay, Melas Lukar Sukkah, I really steamrolled that sogia. Obviously, it requires a lot of analysis when you rely on a mumchem, when you don't rely on a mumchem, but I want to finish the parak. Melas Lukaris. East Tani Tani, they'll say Melas Lukaris is shok shor, is black. Asura, black is asura, levana muteris, and white is muter. He's saying that those who say that this type of salt, levana asura, white is asura, shor muteris, and black is muter. Ma'anamar shor asura, says black is asura, ishanaisa dogu sheris, or chori, he holds that they put in the salt a black, treif animal. Ma'anamar levana asura, he holds, he says the white is asura, ishanaisa dogu sheris, they put in a white treif animal extract in the salt. Okay? Rechayne ben Gamliel, Amar Bishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel, Zuvizu Asura, we bastard both. And Rechayne Chayne said, Shekain Chad Havalona, we know a fellow in our neighbor, but no sense of Shum Rechaz used to put lard in the salt. Okay? Now, Hain Tzchol, same pros, these are all technical terms from plays, very certain places in Shas, where you have two terms which mean the same thing, and therefore I don't feel need to translate them. We'll only bring it down because of the last set, which is relevant here. Hain tzchachos saying pros, tzchachos awnings are saying the pros, roofings. Hain rafofos saying ralos, a type of garment. Hain roistanios saying safios, it's a type of rim of some sort on a grooved, on a vessel or something. Hain kosos saying gumos, in an animal, what's called kosos in one area, it's called gumos in the other, it has to do with the stomach in an animal. Himokot tachsakos is himokot tachs, it's something to do with some sort of tumantara issue. Now the one of us one adopted Yuchesimav. Hein zusei kluska, hein zusei megugolim. The olives discussed in our Mishnah, the soft, very soft and moist ones. They sometimes called kluska, sometimes called megugolim. Hashluchin asurin. The olives where the pit can be readily moved are forbidden. Rabbi Chiya b'Shem Reuven said, "Omar minu." You know what? It's a certain type of olive. And nusim so chomets, and they put vinegar in it. Shulchos is ganeim in order to remove the pits. Okay, we will stop here. 50 blot left.